This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Brad Hutchcraft on the line from On Eagle's Wings, which is a division of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. And Brad, we're talking about Pine Ridge today because the article came out that talked about the state of emergency that the tribe president declared following like several suicides, or not several, just hundreds of suicides and suicide threats. And we're going to get into some of those details, but I just want to take a zoom out a bit, because growing up next to a reservation, I went to school with a lot of Native kids, and even in Michigan, we knew about Pine Ridge, and it just seems like there's such a darkness surrounding it. Has that always been that way, or is this more like a recent thing?
You know, Katie, it's good to be with you today. And I have to tell you that I've had the privilege of visiting Pine Ridge several times, and along with many other reservations and Native communities. And I have to tell you that I think that there can be different people have different views of certain reservations, whether it's something they've heard of, a missions trip has gone there or whatever. But I would say that Pine Ridge, it's filled with beautiful people, and we have a lot of good friends there. And I don't think that it's different than a lot of what you'd find on a lot of different reservations, as far as just a community of people who are trying to do life in living the hand that they've been dealt, but that there are a lot of things that are just working against them, and a lot of things that they struggle with. And so unfortunately, this the suicide emergency declaration, the state of emergency, isn't the first of its kind. I know it's happened on Pine Ridge before, but it's happened on several other reservations as well. And obviously there are many statistics that show the high rate of suicide in Native America, but I want to be honest that this and very real that this goes beyond just numbers. It's interesting that we just kicked off Suicide Awareness Month. September is Suicide Awareness Month. And my hope is, and prayer is going to be, that this can be a time when people become more aware of the impact of suicide in Native America, and that they stand in the gap for these beautiful people more than ever before. It's interesting that the article came out that this state of emergency was declared just now, because just this week, in just the past few days, we know of, just from people who've contacted us directly, three suicides and two other attempts just this week from across Native America and some of our First Nations friends. And some of these are friends of ours that are struggling with people they love, a sister to someone we're very close with. We just got that word today. And it's a reminder, a stark reminder, that the challenges are real for Native America, because there's poverty, there's abuse, there's a system that has long overlooked their needs. And quite honestly, now there's a pandemic that makes them feel even more trapped, whether it is lockdowns that are continuing on many reservations. They're locked off from help. They're locked in with the pain, and that pain can often be even another person that they're having to share this space with in a lockdown season.
And you're leading perfectly into my next question, because, you know, Pine Ridge made the national headlines with their state of emergency, but I don't imagine that the trend with just this spike in suicide is isolated only to Pine Ridge. Are you guys hearing reports of a similar thing happening on other reservations?
You know, we are, unfortunately, very sadly. It's a heartbreaking time right now for us personally, for my wife and I, for our team, because it is, it seems more prevalent right now. You know, John 10:10 says the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And we are seeing what seems like an uptick. I don't have hard data on it or anything else, but it seems like an uptick of the enemy's attacks. And we're reminded the second part of that verse, that Jesus has come that they may have life and have it to the full. And that's what we want to see. But I will say it is right now, I just heard from another ministry partner of ours today that they lost a very bright, vivacious teenager this past weekend. And she just said it had been peaceful for a while, but it is like a bomb hit. And right now it feels like that for me, that there's this, a bomb has hit in some ways, that things had been peaceful for a while. And there were still issues. There were still challenges. There were still a higher rate of suicide by many times the national average, but it feels like there is an increase right now. And I will say that for us, it's in this pandemic world we live in, I do believe that that contributes to it, this feeling of being trapped right now. And there are a lot of issues that are making the news, but the hardships in Native America rarely make the list. We've seen some political posturing recently, and it doesn't matter which party, some political posturing when it comes to Native America. But as far as a consistent, hey, we care about you and we are here for you, they rarely make the list. And people need to know so that God's people can pray, not just help them, Lord, prayers, but spiritual warfare type of praying, so that we can see this stronghold of suicide broken and hope, true hope, break through.
And I don't want to overlook the fact that this is a very personal and hard-hitting topic for you guys. I mean, it's not just going, you know, talking about the headlines. It's like, this is something you guys deal with on a very personal level. And with that in mind, how do you, like, practically, how do you and the On Eagles Wings team kind of address this when it hits so close to home? How do you remain focused on Christ and model a sense of hope to others around you to kind of deal with this sort of thing?
Well, I will say it does. The statistics jump off the page in any area of our lives for any one of us, any of the people listening, when the statistic gets a face, gets a name. And that happens repeatedly for us in ministry, that they are this week, like I said, this week alone, there are several names and faces of people that either we know or we know someone they know that have been directly impacted by suicide or by an attempt. And so it is very real. And so it does bring to our hearts, it brings up again, how do we make sure that we get the message out that the only lasting hope is found in Jesus? And I will tell you that it is over and over again, it has been through the On Eagles Wings team members who, yes, they carry the scars of their own suicide attempts in many cases, but they have had a powerful impact because they've shared that those scars are in the past and they have found hope, and his name is Jesus. And I'm going to be honest that in this pandemic world, we're used to being able to getting up and going. We have responded to some of these states of emergency with an On Eagles Wings emergency rapid response team in the past. We can't do that right now because of reservation restrictions and because of just the concerns about COVID in many areas of the country. But what we can do is we can continue to seek, how can we be there online for them? How can we be there as a voice of hope? We've seen this difference that one Native young person who has chosen Jesus can make. Those warriors can't go to reach others like they used to right now, but they are still having an impact. So I would just ask people to pray for open doors and new opportunities for them to share the hope that they have found. We plan to make sure that we have at least one live event and some other online aspects just this month during the Suicide Awareness Month, not because it is that month, but because we see the great need that continues to continue to share this hope of Jesus to these amazing young people, to these amazing people.
And you've led perfectly into my final question about response. So is there a certain webpage or some, you know, a place we can direct people to?
Absolutely. People can go check out Hope for Native America to not just see how they can pray and be involved, but they can hear from some of our team members directly if they go to hopefornativeamerica.com. And they can also find Hope for Native America on Facebook, but they can interact and see and hear the difference that Jesus has made in some of these warriors' lives. And to know that these warriors are the face of Jesus, the hands and feet of Jesus in these different communities, whether it is face-to-face or whether it's online, they are continuing to make a difference.
And that wraps up all my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it. We just appreciate God's people praying and being a part of just helping to bring hope.